Hi, everyone. I'm Derek, by the way. And just basically following up what he has said already is that to get to heaven, you have to have your sins forgiven. And let's turn to Ephesians 2:8. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. So Ephesians 2, verse 8 says that it's not of ourselves, it's not of our good works, as he has already pointed out. It's a gift. It's given to you as a gift, and God sent his only Son that you can have eternal life, and that it is a gift. And what is a gift? A gift is if someone gives it to you, it's yours. And it can't be taken back. It will not be taken back. Otherwise, it's not a gift. And I want to turn to Romans 3:10, verse 10. So if there's anyone here who thinks that that he has no sin and that he is righteous, but here it says in the Bible that Romans 3 verse 10 it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And that's what the Bible says. If you don't believe that, it's very clear. There's no strings attached. There's none righteous, no, not one. And God writes, the word of God is written so that we might understand, and that It's really clear here. If for all have sinned, then we are just none righteous. And I want to turn to Romans 3:23, right next to it. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we've all fallen short. No matter how good we are, how much we think of ourselves, or how good we have done, what good deeds we do, we have all fallen short. And falling short of God's standard, this God's standard is way up, and we're so far down from God's standard, and that is we're all sinners, and we need to come to that. To be saved, you have to know that you're a sinner, and that you're not going to come to heaven by sins. And as he already pointed out, that sin has to be punished. Sin has to be taken care of, dealt with, and that thank God it's been dealt with. For us who have been saved, we know that, and it's so great. Could we turn to? He already said a few of my verses. So, Romans 10:9, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And it says, it's really clear here, it says, if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's nothing attached to that. It's just very simple. And if there's anyone here tonight who is not saved, then here's the truth right here. If you want to be saved, if you feel a burden to be saved, then if you think there's so many complications, there isn't. It's just very clear that all you have to do is believe, and that's the one thing that I couldn't grasp of at the start. I thought I have to. There's just got to be something I got to do, and because I can't just get to heaven by. I have to do something, but no, it's nothing. There's nothing I had to do, and when it finally came to that point, it's so clear. Everything is just all you have to do is believe, and That's basically what the Word of God is. It's so true, and what Christ has done for us is so amazing that it is. If you believe in Him, that you can be forgiven. And what do we deserve? We don't deserve any. We deserve hell. If we got what we deserve, we would go to a lake of fire. That's what we would get if we got what we deserve. But thank God that by His grace, He's given us a gift, and that's eternal life through Jesus Christ. if you believe in him, and that's all that's required. God does not say how good you do. And I was raised in a system where it's in a religious system that said if the good outweighs the bad, if you do a few good things and a lot of bad things, you're gonna fall short. But if you do a little good, a lot of good, and a little bad, you will maybe, just by God's grace, you might come get into heaven. But that doesn't work that way. It's very simple. That it says, if your eyes are open, if you read the Bible, and it says here that true grace, by already saved. It's awesome. Let's turn to, and here's a comforting thought. John 14, verse 3. Let's turn to John 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. So the Lord Jesus said, he will go. What is the reward? He will come back. He is going to prepare a place for us. And when he is coming back, he promises here that where he is, we will be also. We'll be with the Lord forever and forever, like eternal life. And for those who do not believe, they will be forever cast into the lake of fire. That is so drastic if you do not believe. And it can be now. You can trust Christ now. And now is the day of salvation. Today, you can do it today. Right now, you can have him as a eternal friend. And that is so amazing. And the gospel is so simple. It's not religion makes it complicated. They attach all the strings, and that you have to dress good. You have to go to church all the time, but that doesn't require. There's no requirements for that. All God requires is for you to be saved, for you to trust Christ. And like on the thief on the cross, what good did he do? He didn't do any good. And there's so simple. That just shows there's no works required to get to heaven. There's not no works at all. And on the cross, Christ was punished for our sins, and it is so amazing. And I grew up in a hot rock colony, as you have already heard. I just like him, we thought we were good, we lived good, and that. But like, we were always discouraged when it came out of Sunday school. We always thought, we talked with each other, we thought, man, this is so discouraging. I mean, what do we have to do good? We have to pray right before you die. It really kind of said, right before you die, if you pray. And that gave us no hope, because we didn't know when we were going to die. So we were always discouraged, and we had got to live good and do good things. And still, you're an evil sinner. And if you come to realize that. And then we both left for Calgary. And then we, like he said already, we were so empty, both of us were saying. In that sense, we always, just something that pulled us back to Winnipeg. I don't know why, but that's the Lord that did that. And then when he got saved, first gospel message, I saw an instant change in him. And I always told him, why do you have to be so different? That is, go back to how you were. And he's like, no, I can't. Christ saved me, and I'm totally different. And then a week after that, Jagul came over to Mark's house, and he asked me, there was two guys, he started talking about the gospel, and there was two guys that were killed a day earlier. And the thing that really got me is when he told me, that where would you be, if you would have been in that crash? Do you know where you would be? And that really hit me, and I was like, I would definitely be in hell, because I heard how the gospel is, and I just didn't want to, I just rejected it. I didn't want to have it. I wanted as far away as possible. But then that night, I couldn't live myself, and then the next morning, I went all night. I couldn't sleep all night. I was just up all night, and I wanted to be so badly saved, but I didn't know how. But the next morning I realized that, I went to work, and I was in a washroom, and I realized I was on my knees for about 10 minutes, and I just wanted to be saved. I prayed to God to be saved. But then I realized that I've heard already that it has all been finished. It has all been done for me, that Jesus died for my sin, and that all my sin has been on him if I believe, if I trust in him. He died for so all the world could be saved. But for those who will be saved, they will. Those who trust, they will be saved, and that's so amazing. It's so true. I mean, for anyone who is not saved tonight, we pray that God will convict you and that you will not go to hell, to the lake of fire, as we all deserve, that you will go to heaven, and that is through Christ, only through Christ. For by grace are you saved. And there's no boasting in that, and there will be no boasting in heaven, for because there's no, if it would be good works, we'd all boast in heaven, one would be better than the next, and it's not like that. We're all the same, we all worship Christ. We'll all look towards Christ, and that's basically what we want to tell everyone, that it's all, you can be saved tonight, even tonight. That's the most amazing thing, is for anyone to think right now that you can be saved anytime. It's just awesome, and you're saved once, you're always saved. That's very comforting, and that's basically what I wanted to say, and may God bless his word.